Sian is here with Businesses in a second. He's going to talk about Jimmy Kimmel. But first of all, let's just tell you exactly what has happened in the story, because Jimmy Kimmel has been back on the air again. Kimmel nearly broke down in tears, as he said, saying he wasn't trying to joke about the killing of the conservative activist Charlie Kirk. His return after earlier the US President Donald Trump lashed out, insulting the host and threatening to test ABC over his return. Let's hear it from Kimmel.
I don't think what I have to say is going to make much of a difference. If you like me, you like me. If you don't, you don't. I have no illusions about changing anyone's mind. But I do want to make something clear, because it's important to me as a human, and that is, you understand that it was never my intention to make light of the murder of a young man.
I don't think there's anything funny about it.
I posted a message on Instagram on the day he was killed, sending love to his family and asking for compassion, and I meant it, and I still do.
Jimmy Kimmel there, back on air. So, Charles, not everywhere in the country, though.
Yeah, absolutely. ABC's late night show, Jimmy Kimmel Live, not broadcast on its local affiliate channels run by two of its largest local TV station operators, Sinclair and Nexstar Media Group. Sinclair announced that they would be running news programming in that time slot instead. Together, these two groups represent about 23% of U.S. households, often in rural areas or at least Republican-leaning areas, but also in large blue state markets like Seattle and Washington, D.C., as you can see on that map. Sinclair, as a company, is known for its conservative stance and for its promotion of conservative political positions.
It's not purely a political decision, though, on the part of these broadcasters. It's a business one, too, isn't it?
Yeah, let's look at Nexstar Media Group. Their decision to not broadcast Kimmel on their local TV station comes at a crucial time for the company. Over the summer, they announced that they had found a deal to take over another local TV operator called Tegna. The deal would have valued Tegna at over $6 billion, but that takeover needs regulatory approval from the Trump administration, and more specifically, the Federal Communications Commission run by Trump appointee Brendan Carr. Approval is needed because there are laws in place set by Congress that set station ownership limits in order to guarantee that there are a diversified sets of views available. This Tegna takeover would mean the new entity with Next Media Group would reach as many as 80% of U.S. households. And that's possibly why Nexstar won't want to be on the Trump administration's bad side.
Not just local TV that's coming under pressure here.
Mm-hmm. Entertainment giant Disney, which owns ABC, the network that carries Jimmy Kimmel, is also feeling the heat. Trump took to social media ahead of Kimmel's return to air by floating the idea of more legal challenges against ABC, pointing to the fact that he'd already gotten the network to settle for $15 million in another lawsuit, accusing it of alleged defamatory coverage during the presidential elections. Disney's whole business model is predicated on providing engaging content for as wide an audience as possible. But that audience, especially in the U.S., is now extremely polarized. So from a business standpoint, it has to contend with an aggressive government bent on getting it to toe the party line, and liberal viewers who've threatened to cancel the subscriptions over the leadership's willingness to cave to political pressure. This means that while the Magical Kingdom is still on the map in terms of business, it's stuck between a rock and a hard place.
Straight on then, with a look for you at the markets now.
Mm-hmm. In Europe this Wednesday, we're seeing slight declines at the open, following declines on Wall Street this after U.S. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell said that stock prices were fairly highly valued, also signaling that the trajectory of interest rate cuts wasn't clear because of the dual-sided risk of low job creation on one hand and persistent inflation on the other. He also used his public remarks to drill home the independence of the Federal Reserve as an institution.
Let's end in France with Charles. The settlement of a long-standing court case this is about.
Mm-hmm. It's taken 14 years, but UBS is finally done with a long-running legal case where it was accused of helping rich clients evade taxes, agreeing to pay the state 835 million euros in damages and fines. Luke Schrago explains.
It draws a line under a 14-year legal case between UBS and France as the Swiss banking giant agrees to pay a 730 million euro fine and 105 million euros in damages.
The resolution of this legacy case is in line with UBS's intention to resolve such matters in the best interests of all its stakeholders. UBS is fully provisioned for the matter.
The case involved UBS helping wealthy clients evade their taxes between 2004 and 2012. 7 years of investigating left prosecutors arguing the lender had illegally recruited clients at well-to-do functions like the opera or sporting events and helped them launder their money in France. A French court agreed and in 2019 handed down a penalty of 4.5 billion euros in a then-record fine and damages. However, UBS continued to deny any wrongdoing and appealed, with the penalty whittled down to 1.8 billion euros in 2021. The case ultimately ended up before France's Supreme Court in 2023, which precluded further appeals, but was sent back to a lower court for retrial to consider how much the bank would pay. UBS is dealing with several other long-running cases inherited from Credit Suisse, which it acquired in 2023.
Luke Schreger reporting. Charles, thanks a lot, Charles, with the business.